You're tuned in to Rosie on the House in studio. You've got Rosie Romero. That's me. Builder and remodeler of Arizona homes since 1972. We've operated pretty much. There's hardly a corner of the state that I haven't driven a nail or hung a sheet of sheetrock. And we're in studio with Bruce Stumbo, one of our production managers at Rosie Wright Remodeling. Bruce, again, thanks for joining me in studio this morning.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
We're talking about our article of the week, things newcomers, newbies, need to know about Arizona. And we've talked about, yes, it does rain in Arizona. You need to know that for the way your home is built and the areas that need to be maintained and watched. We also talked about the stupid motorist law. That's very important for your safety and your pocketbook as well. And the other thing we want to talk about is what we call hard water. Wherever you're moving from and coming to Arizona, hard water is generally considered anything that has more than 1 grain per gallon of a mineral or what we call a floaty, okay? There are a couple of different words for it. So 1 grain per gallon is somewhat hard. 10 grains per gallon is very hard. A typical glass of tap water in Arizona is 15 grains per gallon.
Got to chew on it.
So the three most important things you need to know about moving to Arizona is about water, water, water. It does rain, it does flood, and it is probably, if you're accustomed to soft water, wherever you come from, will require a water softener on your home. Let's see if we can get to the phone caller before we end this hour. Let's bring Robert in. Good morning, Robert.
Hi there.
What you got, bud?
Hi there. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got a drywall, standard old issue metal cornered, and I want to retrofit to the new rounded corners. How do I do that?
Okay. Bruce?
Well, you're going to make a bit of a mess. So really, the proper way to do it is you're going to need to cut back a little bit and rip those old corners. It'll be most likely a metal corner edge, and you're going to need to pull it off, get a little pry bar or something back in there. And most likely it's held on. If you've got a little bit older house or really any production house, it'll be held on with drywall nails, which are not too bad to get off. So you'll
dirty step number one.
Yeah, that's dirty step number one. And then what you're going to have to do is, your new, you know, what most of us would call a bullnose corner bead, that rounded corner. You're probably going to have to do some drywall work after getting that off. Get that on there. Get it secured.
Dirty step number two.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to need to tape and, well, mud for sure, maybe tape, drywall tape the corners into that. And then you're going to have to sand it. Dirty step number three or four.
Yep.
Get that down. And then depending on how your walls are textured, you're going to have to do texture repairs where it's coming up to that. And then it's prime and paint time. And
then we really get to test your manhood when we watch you put the baseboard in.
Yeah. Make sure you got a nice straight blade on your saw.
Yeah. Or know this. Here's a trick and a tip. They make pre-molded baseboard blocks that fit on there, and then you just run your baseboard with a 90-degree cut up to it on either side.
That's cheating.
For the do-it-yourselfer, it is cheating, but boy, it's a lot easier than 7,022.5-degree cuts in your baseboard. I hope that helps. When we get back, we're going to be talking more about welcoming new people to Arizona.